You're listening to Sheffield's Rate Good Podcast.
Welcome to the Rate Good Sheffield Podcast for Thursday, 18th of June, 2026. My name's Steve, your daily roundup of everything happening across our amazing city. Coming up today, Sheffield Legends Pulp have made a huge announcement. The Fringe at Tramlines has revealed its biggest ever city centre lineup. England fans are still celebrating after a cracking World Cup win last night. It's coming home. And we've got the latest from Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday, plus what's on across the city this evening. Let's get started. So plenty of happy football fans waking up across Sheffield after England's thrilling 4-2 victory over Croatia in the World Cup opener. Fan zones and pubs across the city absolutely packed with such a buzzing atmosphere, creating just a place that everybody can come together. And as the tournament gets started and in full swing, very, very excited about all the fan zones getting bigger and better over the next few weeks. Staying with entertainment, one of Sheffield's greatest ever bands is back. Do they ever disappear? Pulp have announced their new live album and concert film recorded during last year's sold out O2 Arena comeback show will be released on the 28th of August. It's just another chance for us fans to relive one of the biggest and most memorable performances. And talking of music, it's very, very exciting. Tramlines next month, and Sheffield's biggest music weekend is getting even bigger. The Fringe at Tramlines returns from the 24th to the 26th with hundreds of free performances across the city centre. Devonshire Green will host a full weekend of live music for the first time in years, where pubs, bars, venues across the city will be buzzing with festival goers. Around 40,000 people expected to join the celebrations next month. I can't believe it's July next month. What's even happening to this year? More good news, by the way. This is brilliant for the University of Sheffield. They've climbed 10 places in the latest global university rankings, reinforcing Sheffield's reputation as one of the world's leading places to study and innovate. And the city's advanced manufacturing park has also been recognised nationally as one of the British leading centres for engineering and technology, continuing Sheffield's transformation from the steel city into a city building for the future. In news, police are continuing to appeal for information after a 20-year-old man was assaulted on Morgan Road early this week. His injuries not believed to be life-threatening, and inquiries remain ongoing as well. If you're heading out into Sheffield this evening, tonight, for this, the 18th of June 2026, plenty happening, including Sonic Sheffield's Crunk Up the Funk. Try and say that fast. Yellow Arch Studios, that's taking place. Also, cocktail masterclasses at Cambridge Street Collective, an open mic night at the Sheffield Plate, gaming at the Dice Box, and a tour of historic vehicles at the Kelham Island Museum. And finally for today in football, Sheffield United have appointed former England defender Phil Jones as first team coach as they continue their promotion push, whilst Sheffield Wednesday sporting director Simon Wilson has warned supporters to expect a messy summer as the Owls continue rebuilding under their new ownership. That's it, we're done, dusted for today's Rate Good Sheffield podcast. If you've got a story, event or something happening in the community you want to get it mentioned, send us a WhatsApp to 0114-321-3131. That's 0114-321-3131. And get tuned in to Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Radio Essentials. Tell your Alexa to enable skill Rate Good Tunes or on DAB across Sheffield and South Yorkshire for Rate Good Tunes all day long, love.